And for a while, here's what you can expect. You're going to have some difficulty differentiating between ministries from the perspective of who's right and who's wrong. What I'm seeing is ministries being raised up and ministries being brought down. And for a period of time, all their heads are going to be level. And it's going to be hard to differentiate who should I follow now. The Lord said, you deserve what you're getting because you've been following man far too long. He said, it's about time you learn how to follow me. For you see, even my apostle, Paul, said, follow me as I follow Christ. You say, well, of course, but they were following Paul. They were following Paul as he pointed them in my direction. And he says, for a period of time, there will be those that you have really trusted. But you see, you failed to understand my holiness when it comes to my gospel. And you've been deceived into believing that I actually condone compromise. You see, I have never condoned compromise. Not even under the law. Think back in my word. Do you remember the first man who was stoned to death? It was innocent what he did, picking up a few sticks. But it was compromise. And most in my body have accepted picking up sticks and welcomed such a doctrine into their homes and their lives. But I have not condoned it. And many of you have accepted a teaching that says, well, it's okay. You just spit out the sticks and keep the rest. Why did you ever put sticks in your mouth? Remember in my word, when I spoke of people who were dull of hearing, well, you may not appreciate this, but I have seen much dullness of hearing in my body. And you put your faith in people, in part, because they told you they could make you rich. In part, because they were popular. In part, because you liked their personalities. There have been some you've rejected because you were told to reject them by your peers. And you never examined what they were teaching. Well, in this time of shaking, you're going to be seeing some raised up and some put down. Those that are being raised up will not always fit the mold of what you have defined as a successful ministry. You have looked so long on the outward appearance, while I've been looking at the heart. And there are those who have wondered why I've waited so long to do certain things. Well, a lack of knowledge has caused people to ask that question. So I will tell you. It's because you haven't yet fully understood that I work through you. You've called me sovereign, and I am. But my sovereignty works through you. And I bring into manifestation my will through people. And now I will tell you why this shaking is taking place. It is because there are so many in my body who have made a decision to pay the price to get into my presence like never before. Many have made a decision to do this by faith because they were so hungry. They didn't know what else to do. And so when they heard someone say something like, "If you will pray in tongues, you will receive an edification." And so they began to pray in tongues, and they began to be edified. For you see, my word is true. Regardless of what your teachers have taught you, my word is true. And if I have told you that worship pulls you into my presence, then worship will pull you into my presence. If I've told you that praying in tongues will edify you, then praying in tongues will edify you. I cannot lie. And so, there are many, many, many in the body of Christ who have been pressing deeper into me. And because of that, the anointing that has been building up on the inside of them and has been released and is being released through them, it is an anointing of truth. When my truth is released and comes face to face with compromise and sticks, my truth will always prevail. This shaking is happening because my truth is being released in wave after wave after wave, and it's tearing down the compromise and the mixed gospel that has been presented for so long. Do not think I have just sat on my throne and let this happen without concern. I have watched and I have waited for this hour when there would be those who would let me work through them. It has begun, it is building, it is increasing. There are those, but I could tell you now, who to watch and watch them come down. Is it because I don't love them? No. It is because I will not bless anything but truth. And so in the coming days, weeks and months, do not be shaken if the preachers that you have put your faith in suddenly don't seem to be as steady in their ministry as what they used to be. They're not losing their salvation. But the compromise is coming to an end. Now, I have spoken through many of my servants about these things. You are not the only ones to hear this. And there are some who have heard, and it has motivated them to press deeper into me. You see, when you press deeper into me and that anointing of truth begins to rise up on the inside of you, you will be able to know who's coming down just by virtue of listening to what they say. And it will not be some great surprise. Those who are going to be surprised are the ones who don't spend time in my presence. And I would say this to you. For too long, you've just sent your offerings in to ministries because you liked them. And I say to you this night, stop. Don't seek me with your emotions. Seek me with your spirit. And I say to you this night, if you will listen, I will tell you who to support and who not to support. For I support ministries through people. I do not rain money down from heaven. Why do you think they have been begging and 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 begging for gospel money to support their agendas? Again, mark my word. I will hold my body accountable for supporting ministries that I do not tell them to support. It's time for the money to dry up when the ministries aren't seeking me, but seeking their own personal gain. The anointing of truth is being released in greater fashion. And you can also expect persecution. You're going to be persecuted for truth. You're going to be persecuted for standing up for what is right. Please don't cave in. Please don't let their pressure cause you to compromise. If you will stay true to me, though it will be tough, you will come out on top. Please, listen to what I'm saying to you tonight. I am trying to pull people out of churches where they're being led astray, and they're not listening to me. Do you honestly believe I want people in churches where truth is not being taught? Do you honestly believe that I want people in churches where the programs are more important than my presence? You've seen churches grow in massive numbers, and you thought it was because I made it happen. And they've actually given me the credit. I don't receive it. It wasn't my presence that caused these churches to grow. It was the games they're playing. This night, there are ministries, I would have you know, that are working hard to shut me down, all the while preaching my son. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because I'm exposing their greed and their compromise. And because they have gained a voice through your forms of media, they're working hard to shut down those who are speaking the truth. They're criticizing, belittling, and doing their best to hold back. You've put your faith in so much of what man has done. I do not compromise my message. Please look in my word. Please look in my word and look what my son wrote. My son Paul. My son Peter. My son Jude. My son John. Please read what they wrote. And take note of the fact that I never blessed compromise, ever. What is coming in the body of Christ is something that none of you have experienced. I said in my word that a shaking was coming, and you need to understand the shaking has begun. It's happening now. As you begin to get into my presence and listen to me, I will tell you where the money should go. I give through you. I will tell you where the money should go. And you need to know this. The ministries that are coming down, I have tried to warn them ahead of time what they were doing, and they would not listen. I am not to blame for this. For you see, if you read in my word, you will find that people in churches had begun to esteem others to the point that even my servant Paul was criticized as no longer walking with me the way he was walking with me. It's because they didn't like how he came across. They did not like how he looked. He did not fit the mold they had created for what they called a minister. This is hard for some people. Very hard. Because so many have become so comfortable in their churches. I've said in my word that there is a rest in me that you can find. You see, I will not soothe your conscience, I will soothe your spirit. And it is out of the peace that is released into your spirit that your conscience will be soothed. Watch in the days to come. Watch at what happens. Watch at how they respond. There will be some who will listen. There will be some who are going to respond to my chastening, to my correction. You need to stop buying the books of the compromisers. You need to stop buying the tapes of the compromisers. I do not send forth a message of compromise. I do not care how big your library is. I don't care how many authors you've read. What I care about is what do you know of me? I am your answer. I am your only answer. I am everything for you. And if you will listen, if you will press deeper into my presence, the experience with me that you're going to have will go beyond anything you have ever known. And so again, I say to you, watch in the days to come. Watch in the days to come. Watch as ministries begin to come down, begin to shrivel, begin to shrink. As the churches begin to shrink, begin to reduce in size. Because the anointing of my truth is being released through those who are paying the price. And my presence is going to be experienced. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your hearts. And come to me and ask me, and I will show you where the compromise exists. I will show you where it's been sown into your own life, and I will help you change it. And I would also say this to you. In the days to come, those who have ears to hear and are listening, you will hear more and more words like this come forth. But there is a further warning. Those in churches where the leadership does not have an ear to hear, these words will not come forth. And that is a dangerous place to be. I am still God. I am still in power. I am still moving. And my love will be known. I am coming soon. Also in this process, that there are going to be many, 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 that they're finally going to know what the joy of their salvation is like. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.